It is by far his favorite part of fishing.
This is Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth.
Story time, Zebedee, my 8-year-old.
Aww.
What he loves to do when we go fishing, he likes to catch them, but he likes to release them more.
Really?
Letting them go. Or in his words, yeeting the fishes in. They're usually like little sunfish, and he likes to chuck them into the water. So yeeting the fishes in.
Okay.
So we went fishing this weekend, and we always catch the tiniest things, and little green sunfish. And he caught one, and well, actually, I think I caught that one, and he grabbed it by the mouth, and because he doesn't want me to let it go, he wants to let it go, and he tossed it into the water. Well, this thing did a swan dive right into the mud.
Oh.
And so it was like stuck there with its tail sticking out, and like, oh no, and it stayed there forever. And Zebedee's like, I think it's dead. I'm like, aw, I don't know about that. And my wife's like, let's poke it. And so she gets a reed, and she pokes the tail of this little sunfish, and he's like, yep, it's dead. And she pokes it again, head pumps out, fish shakes itself off and darts off into the deep. Oh. So he wasn't dead. It's like, oh, yeah. But, I mean, he'd been there forever. I wouldn't have blamed us for, you know, I guess it isn't there anymore. But it just made me think, you know, don't give up. Don't give up on your family, your loved ones that don't believe in Jesus. You keep praying for them. Keep poking them with that stick. You never know what God might do. Here's Crowder and Let It Rain on Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.